If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Welcome back to the Fred and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jax 24/7 Network.
Welcome back to the Austin and Casey Summertime Spectacular. Also featuring Nick in the daytime for the third straight day, pushing all the right buttons.
He has been a big part of it.
Has been a huge part of it, man. Nick, how do you feel about being such a huge part of the Summertime Spectacular?
I'm pretty happy to be a part of the Summertime Spectacular.
It's great to have you, man. I mean, I feel like there's no other option, so we appreciate you. No, I'm kidding, man. No, I'm just joking. We're happy to have you. Look at you rocking the Star Wars t-shirt.
Yeah.
Boba Fett's logo, right?
No, Mando. Well, I guess it's kind of the same thing.
Kind of the same thing.
I'm not 100% on the if he's part of the actual like Mandalorian creed or whatever it is.
Sure.
So I'm not 100% sure.
Go ahead. No, that's fine, but go ahead and see the back of your shirt.
Hold on. Let me – actually, I'm going to punch it up and come in there real quick because it'd be easier to show it in there.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
No, I mean, give me one.
We'll fill some time.
Vada hype now.
This better be good. Like, here's
this better not disappoint.
Here's
it's
the thing.
Airbrush is custom. Well,
it's custom.
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 Nick in the daytime. Get in
get
here
up.
Right now.
Yeah, all right. Hold on.
I swear.
This better be incredible.
Says, like, you know, like The Force Awakens on the back, I'm going
to
be disappointed.
Here's the thing. I mean, this is a lot of build up to a shirt. We
what
heard
if it's
a
him?
Bit custom.
Well, what if it's him being like a Star Wars Jedi?
It's like, him as Boba Fett?
Yeah, it's him like airbrushed.
That would be just... You went the wrong... Nick, should use that?
Nick,
thing.
You went the wrong...
Oh, no. That's it.
Come on. Okay, dude. Worth the wait. This is the way. It's still a little more. And three...
Stay right there. Don't move.
Three, two, one. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not mad at that at all. Wait, so someone spray they airbrushed it for you or whatever? Where did you get done at?
Just let him go back to the mic.
Sorry.
Well, go back to the mic.
Go back to the mic and talk.
We have some questions because it's a quality shirt.
I haven't got an airbrush shirt done in forever.
I've never got one done.
Really?
Of course not.
Oh, man, come on.
But, dude, I'm poor. This doesn't, like...
They're not that expensive.
Here, I don't know. It just feels like something to be expensive. Yeah, here's why this doesn't surprise me. Because... We're talking about a guy that, because to me, that screams expensive. You're saying it's not?
Nah, it's like $40.
Nah.
That's like average price for a t-shirt. Average
for
price.
For some people.
Bro, my t-shirts are $9
yeah.
at Kohl's.
Where do you
this
get
one,
them from?
Kohl's.
This one was $9.
All right,
from
Kohl's might have to be the spot I go to.
So, I mean, from the guy that spends $40 on an airbrush t-shirt, I'm not surprised because you got the man purse, you got the Ray-Bans, you got the second pair of Ray-Bans.
I was on vacation. I thought, why not?
You got the duffel.
Yeah.
On vacation.
Yeah, and then I got it for a trip when I went to Indianapolis last year for a board game thing, convention.
Stop. What did he say?
We were supposed to talk about USA versus Brazil.
They drew, it's fine.
And in the soccer, we're supposed to talk about...
Injury timeouts.
We're supposed to talk about Brock Bowers, your nickname, coming out of Las Vegas. Put that on the back burner for another time because, hey, making the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you at and what were you doing?
I took a trip, the first flight of my life, to Indianapolis, Indiana.
First flight of his life. Wait, did you know that plane before?
No.
What?
No.
Once again, old soul.
How?
Sounds like my grandfather.
When I grew
peace,
up, we never traveled more than like 3 hours away for vacation. Never had a need to fly.
Raised during the Great Depression. Old soul Nick in the daytime.
So, yeah, we just never flew. And I mean, I graduated. I was 24 at this point, I guess.
So recent, like last year.
Yeah, like August of last year.
Were you scared? Be honest.
No, I was excited.
You've never been on a plane before that time.
No.
Grew up in the Dust Bowl during the Great Depression in Oklahoma and had to go west on wagon.
Like you couldn't just find a time at some point. Like you're from Tennessee
mm-hmm.
and you live here.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have just found a flight to Tennessee just to hang out for one day or?
To Tennessee or from?
Technically both.
Yeah.
No, I just didn't. I never saw the
that's
need
how planes
for
are.
It.
You'd just rather drive?
Well, until I moved down here and drove home a couple of times.
Okay.
And then learned real hard. The hardest, worst, most awful drive of my life is I-75 northbound when you get off I-10 going to Atlanta.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they
make.
That's literally why they made planes.
Yeah, that's why they have planes. Yeah,
that's like
they
the exact road
sure.
and location.
Those two guys in North Carolina said, yeah, we're not driving that. We're done.
Yeah.
So you never growing up like was thinking like, hey, the West Coast, the Midwest.
No, I've always
what is all that about? No, okay.
I've always wanted to travel. Just not something never that was, like, inherent with my family.
They had to do chores on the farm because he was born in the 50s. Couldn't go on a plane.
Okay.
How old are you? Okay, now.
So you finally get on the plane,
mm-hmm.
and you go where for what?
To Indianapolis.
Indiana.
Heard of it.
Gen Con.
Terrible spot.
Not,
for what?
Not the combine.
Gen Con.
Mm-hmm. Is this like a gin drinking championship?
No, G-E-N, not I-N.
Gen.
Generation Con.
Gen no, Con.
I think it's called Genevieve Con.
Genevieve Con.
It don't started, like the name. Go ahead.
Started as a D&D convention.
Okay. And Dungeons and Dragons.
Grew up or grew from that. So into it's now, just, I think, the biggest or the second biggest, maybe, board game convention
Flex?
In North America.
Damn.
Okay.
Huge.
Went. So you went to go watch or you went to go play? Please tell me.
I played a little bit. I played demos in a couple of games and then just watched the floor and what people were doing.
What was there to see?
Lots of things. Lots of things.
No, okay. First of all, before
that sounds like
hey, I got
before
into,
we drill
into
them
Lucas.
Too bad. Like, listen, I've been to many Comic Cons all over the country.
Same. I have no.
I love it.
No reason to
cosplay.
I don't love it, but it's fine.
Cosplay, I love it, man.
I do business.
Anime. Casey gets autographs. I just do it for the love of anime. Watching board games, though.
Yeah, I just.
No, I'm not like intently watching that. Like other things that are longer format. There are so many different types of games.
Mm.
Steve, if Steve could be in here on this conversation.
He's not. So,
he's not, though.
You're
floundering.
Guy. He's a huge X-Wing guy. X-Wing was huge there. They had all sorts of Star Wars games.
So what game were you playing, Nick? Like, what game did you go for?
I
like, hey,
play a
I got
to
see this. You didn't play it all, did
I demoed you went a to Stranger watch Things game. No, I demoed.
You demoed?
Yeah, because it hadn't hit the market yet.
Like a Stranger Things board game?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Okay. Did they ever make it?
Yeah, I think the release day wasn't too long after Gen Con. They just...
Okay.
But they demoed it, and they demoed another game that we played. My friend up there bought it, but I've all bought a copy.
So you're walking around at the Gen Con.
Mm-hmm.
What game? What people playing? What game made you stop and say, "I gotta watch this"?
Gotta see this.
I flew for the first time to Indianapolis to watch these fools play. What?
I left all my chores on the farm. I left my family behind. We took the ox and the wagon, a la Oregon Trail, and I had to get out to Indianapolis. What were you watching, sir?
A game called Perfect Wave was kind of the main one.
Like that.
Perfect
Wave. It's like a turn-based card game upon which you...
Saying words I don't understand, but go ahead.
Well, you take a turn, you draw a card, you play a card.
Okay.
So it's Uno?
It's a little bit more. See, it's less numbers, so Hamby could probably play it.
Okay.
And so on. It's a little bit more than just Uno.
Dude, if you want to play Uno, you could have came over to our house, man. We play Uno every Saturday.
We'd have to fly to eat after.
Tell me what time to come over.
Come on, dude. We would have had you, man. We would have hosted you.
Dude probably had to connect just to get to the Uno convention.
So, hey, real quick before we get on Brock Bowers, their nickname. Nick, you'd appreciate this. Did I ever tell you my comic book convention story in Chicago when I was invited to play some gamers?
No.
You know the story?
No, I don't actually.
Like board gamer or video
no.
Gamer?
So this it's called C2E2, which is like it's essentially it's like a Comic Con thing in Chicago.
Big
it's
convention,
huge, giant convention. And I was on the Bears at the time. This was I think during the spring. So, you know, we got like the full setup. Like we got like the behind the scenes access. There's some Game of Thrones actors that we got to meet. Jimmy Hart, the wrestler, was there. That's where I met CM Punk for the first time. That's where where I started interacting with CM Punk, and now, you know, like we've had him on the show before and everything. I met him at there for the first time. They had a separate like gaming convention as well. So it was like a comic book, anime, kind of nerdy thing over here, and then the other side was like the gaming stuff. And the runner, like the PR person for the event that was hosting us was like, "Hey, we got any gamers in the, you know, that you guys play?" I'm like, so me and a guy by the name of Shane McClellan, first round pick out of Boise State, out to linebacker. We both go, we're
gaming.
We're gaming. Now, at the time, I was gaming PlayStation, playing Call of Duty, but like nothing serious. Like, yeah, whatever. So they're like, "Oh, would you be interested in like doing, you know, like a run through with like 12 other people like on the tournament stage?" Had no idea what any of this meant, but all I heard was tournament stage, gaming. Say no more. I'm there.
Sure.
So I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So she brings me and Shay. And what it was is like, you know, like you see like these giant events with people like tournaments playing, like televised Twitch and all that stuff. So it was a stage of like 12 seats.
Okay.
And so we sat down, and then like each console, so it was on Xbox, by the way, and they're like, you play Xbox? I go, all the time. Hadn't played Xbox at all. Okay, I played PlayStation. So had no idea what was going on with the Xbox
controller. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, but I'm like, dude, I'm going to get featured. Let's do this. So it was like some pro gamers, and then there was me and Shay McClellan and some like other like people around Chicago. And each one of our consoles had its own screen above us. So the people in the crowd then that were like in the auditorium could watch to see what each player was doing. Sure. Right? Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Keep in mind, I don't play Xbox, so I have no idea how the controller works, number one. Number two, I don't play Xbox, so I don't play Xbox exclusive games. Now, I forgot what this game was called, but it was essentially, it was like...
The game, bro, Halo, he said. What is
no,
this?
No, it wasn't Titan. It was like, you were like these giant like mech...
Titanfall?
Titanfall! Dude. Yes! Titanfall.
Dude, you're good at this.
Well, I remember Titanfall being huge.
You know stuff.
So it was Titanfall.
2014.
So I pick my mech, whatever they call it, get it, you know, I'm happy with the setup, and I start playing, and I am getting dominated because I don't know the buttons. But here's where it gets really embarrassing. So I'm getting dominated, don't know the buttons at all. Everyone in the crowd's like, because there's an announcer too. So the announcer's walking around. Let's see what Chicago Bears, Shane McClellan. Oh, Shane's doing pretty good. Let's see his teammate, Austin. Oh, Austin's having kills yet. He's trying to get it. Dude, believe me when I say, and I'm not, this is the true story. I wish I had video of this. I panicked so much and got so much rage that I started just button mashing, and I accidentally pressed the power button on the controller. It ejected the game during the tournament that I was playing with these pros, and on my screen it goes, Xbox game ejected. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm done. And I literally got up, and they're like, where are you going, Austin? I'm like, I'm done. I thought it was just PlayStation, and walked off the stage. One of the most embarrassing moments of my entire life. Imagine you go into a tournament to watch a tournament being played, and all of a sudden, eject comes up on the screen. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That was my that was my only gamer experience in terms of being in front of a crowd. We'll never do it again. Way too much pressure on me.
Huh.
I'm sure there's got to be video. If it was televised, I'm sure it exists.
I mean, I don't know if it was streamed, but I don't. This is 2013.
Let's try Chicago Bears player rage quits at CT. See what comes up. We'll see if we can find it.
Idiot quits halfway through. No, but yeah, so that was my gaming experience. But Nick, so you had a great time, though? You enjoyed yourself?
Fantastic time.
Do you have another plan for a plane anytime soon?
Have you flown since?
Yeah, I've flown a couple times.
Oh, okay.
You're a veteran now.
Whoa, yeah, what a big boy. Bit. Okay, sorry.
You stand up when the plane lands or what? You clap?
No, I don't clap.
Did you clap the first time? No. Don't lie. You were scared a little bit.
Were we nervous?
No.
I guarantee you there was something that happened on that first flight, like a little bit of turbulence.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
The flight from Jax to Atlanta was awkward because the couple that sat next to me, I wanted window seats up and aisle seats back. So I took...
Did you get the full experience?
Yes. I wanted to see... Okay. I wanted to see landing and taking off for the first time. It's a roller coaster.
Want to sit in the front and sit in the back. Okay. No, go ahead. Sorry. My bad.
Okay. And then on the way back, it's like, all right, what's faster or what's better? Is it window or aisle?
Window,
I like
window all day.
Window up, aisle back.
I'll tell you in a second.
All right, go on.
So window up to watch if you want. You know, sure. Maybe not on like a 550 flight where everybody's like, can I just sleep?
Yeah. But it's still dark outside. You're fine.
But on the way back, I want the aisle seat because I want to get off the plane as fast as I can.
Okay.
Hey, well, sir, it's an extra like minute. From going from the aisle seat to the window seat, you're in the same row. Okay.
Pop the hatch, grab my suitcase, and off.
Okay. So the minute the plane landed, he was in row 36.
He was one of those guys that popped up.
I gotta get off the plane!
Those super annoying people, by the way.
That's terrible.
You're being one of those people, Nick. No, Casey, I'm always saying you take the window seat. Yes, I'm 6'6", but if I'm in the aisle seat, my elbows, my knees hang over, and I'm getting the cart to the elbow every single time.
You got to just watch for it.
No, I'm trying to sleep, trying to take a nap, trying to rest, relax, watch a movie, something. I don't got time to watch where the cart is.
See, I don't sleep on the plane.
You know, you can't or you can't. Won't? Can't or won't?
A little bit of both. A little bit of won't. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever slept on a plane.
You've only been on twice.
Well, you've been on twice, Nick. There's plenty of time.
Four or five times now.
All right.
I've actually flown a couple of times.
Well, hey, before I have to head out here and send my son to some basketball camp, Brock Bowers, did you see his new nickname coming from Devontae Adams?
I did not.
Okay. Nick of the Daytime, you've seen it?
I had to look it up, so yeah, but it feels like cheating a little bit.
Yeah, so yeah.
You're supposed to lie and say no.
You're supposed to lie and say no. Yeah, it's, you know, one of the things we're
It's radio. All right. You're getting,
it's all you good, should, man. You're still learning.
But I know the secret, man.
So you're still learning.
Just pretend like you don't. I had to pretend like I didn't for 3 years. I put all the crap in. I knew exactly what we were doing.
So Casey, Brock Bowers, is he's businesslike, right? Cares about football. That's about it. One would say he's kind of like Pat Freiermuth that we had a breakdown back in the day where Pat Freiermuth had nothing but Penn State football on his Instagram and his Twitter. So with that being said, Devontae Adams has now dubbed Brock Bowers BM.
BM?
BM.
Like B and M?
Well, yeah, but it's just BM, which one could associate with something else.
Sure, I'm with you.
But your thoughts on Brock Bowers' new nickname? Because, by the way, BM stands for businessman. That's where Devontae Adams went with that. Now, I know you're a rookie and you're Brock Bowers, so you got to be like, all right, you know, Devontae Adams, you know, pretty damn good player, respected player, great receiver, leader of the team, all that stuff. I'd be like, okay, I'm a rookie, so thank you, sir. But at the same time, hey, can you call me something besides BM?
Yeah, it's trash.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Because I think of bowel movement. Sorry, but I do.
Oh, I thought of something else.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, that's all I think of is bowel movement.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah.
There's one. BM equals beast mode.
Beast mode, sure, but no.
But you're not Marshawn Lynch, though, huh?
Yeah, well, that's a good point, too, as well. That's a great point. But no, it's supposed to be businessman.
That's terrible. I'd be like, don't call me that.
What do you
My name's Brock. Honestly, I'm not BM.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like something where you're in high school or college and you're about to walk in the class.
Yep.
And somebody else is like, yo, there's a test today. And it's like, oh, I got to think of something real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Spontaneous.
BM.
BM.
Hey!
BM. Not so much.
Good to see you.
Not Rock's so like, much. What?
That's just foul.
Not so much. One of my favorite. Do you have any like nicknames that stick out to you? Like, do you have one playing baseball?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you have? Can we announce it or not?
I got two.
Okay.
They're basically the same. So they hit me in baseball with the Big Country.
The Big Country.
But now it's Big Ham. It turned into Big Ham.
Big Ham?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fat and big. You know what I'm saying?
Big Ham?
Ham. Yeah, like the meat.
Yeah, I got that.
Big Ham.
Okay, but like I see the Big Ham for like Hamby. I don't get Big Ham for you.
Because I'm okay, fat. I mean, I don't know what to
say. See, but I would call you like the Big Hertz or like the Big Kurtz.
Eh. Big Ham.
Oh, go with the Big Ham. That's fine. Okay.
I went with it.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Nick in the daytime, besides Nick in the daytime. Anything else?
Oh God, I've had several. Not most, I can't say. I wouldn't say at least the one year I played like semi organized sports, which was like I don't know, third grade.
Yeah,
they just called me Big Nick. Sure. But I've also been called Mr. Nick.
That's terrible.
Which no, if you know the it's a backstory to my last station. The chief met and the evening anchor would call me Mr. Nick. I'd have to pull up a clip and show you, which is why I can't say the rest of it.
Mm.
But it's The Bachelor that had Tom Hanks in like 1980 something. It's an ancient movie that only these two guys are going to know.
The Bachelor with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's a hilarious movie.
Yeah.
But I'll have to show you the clip later.
Huh.
But normally it's Big Nick.
Just Big
called,
Nick?
Yeah. Or I get
Nothing
called
else?
Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget?
Yeah, because I'm a picky eater and I eat chicken nuggets a lot. So people call me that all the time.
Dude, Nick, one of the can you please stay in a damn lane of how old you are?
I range from 5 to 95. I can't help
because, it. Man, like, I don't know how to... I can't label this dude.
No.
Is it the youth corner or the olds? Like, I don't know.
He's a mysterious man. There's no other way around.
Because the guy hadn't been on a plane in all his life. Okay, you're old. Guy's eating chicken nuggies. You're young. Like, pick a lane, please. Do you have sauce with those nuggies there, Nick?
Well, of course.
I was going to say.
Well, it depends.
You
what do you mean?
Well, it depends.
On sometimes, what? Well,
seriously?
Sometimes.
Just like my 9-year-old son. I'm not even lying. Sound just like my 9-year-old
son. It depends.
Son right
like, if it's just regular nuggets from McDonald's, sure, you got to have the barbecue sauce. Yes, I'm a barbecue guy. The hot mustard's a close second.
I am
new to the Chick-fil-A sauce game.
Mm-hmm.
I know random, how? Even like Zach sauce.
What the hell like are you talking about? You're
like
new?
Like it hasn't been around.
And the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Once again, how old is he? Doesn't do Chick-fil-A sauce. Likes chicken nuggets. We cannot get a read on this guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Now give me like spicy nuggets from McDonald's. I'm cool with the nugs by themselves.
Okay.
Because they're good.
Okay.
They're
Don't look
fine.
At me like
they're fine.
I'm good, man. No. I don't know, man. Listen, I'm gonna first of all, I'm gonna start calling him just the Nick and the Enigma, because like the guy That's is an good. Enigma. Dude, please, yeah, and
why? Yeah.
No, go ahead and repeat it. You can say it. Maybe not, but yeah. YB400, I agree with you. You got to sauce those nugs, man. You can't.
You can't just go raw with the nugs.
I don't know.
It's about
like chewing on cotton. It's like chewing on cotton.
Sweet and sour sauce is an interesting play.
They're all good. Like any sauce at McDonald's, you can't go wrong with. Maybe ketchup. But that's about it. Sweet and sour sauce, delicious.
It's fine.
Honey mustard, good.
It's great.
Honey, fantastic.
Honey.
Spicy mustard. Yeah,
yeah,
just honey.
No.
You're going straight honey on chicken nuggets?
I don't know about the sweet part.
You guys got to live a little bit. Yes, straight honey is an option at McDonald's, and they offer it.
No, it's an option.
Okay.
I wouldn't even consider
it's good.
Getting it.
It's good. Checks all the boxes. Sweet, salty, savory. Thank you very much. On to the next topic. Real quick before I head out here, Casey.
What?
Hot mustard be busting, by the way. What?
Nothing. I'm just.
It really is good, though.
I'm flabbergasted at the honey.
At the honey?
Chicken nuggets.
Okay, so you're aware that honey is an option.
Well, it's like a honey.
I am aware, right? It's an option. 100%.
Yeah. Nick, no, I'm not saying
honey
mustard.
Biscuit that you can get from Whataburger.
Yeah, I'm telling. Casey.
It's different.
Just trust me. Now, blood sugar could spike sky high with this, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to survive.
Well, I know. I mean, we are. This is more of like a youth meal than our age now, gotcha. With what we're going through.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, the next time you're at McDonald's and you got an option, go ahead and check that straight up honey box and tell me what you think.
I will.
You aren't going to be. I'm telling you right now, it's good. Like, you never had honey and chicken?
I have, but there's always something else.
Sure. Like hot sauce or something, maybe? What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like a biscuit, like the honey biscuit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always another piece. But like the dry McDonald's nugs with straight honey?
Yeah, it's delicious.
I'm out.
Yeah, check it out, man. I'm not saying it's my favorite, but I'm not saying it's not bad either. That could be a whole segment, just favorite sauces from different
Oh, 100%. Venues. We could go on and on. We can go on about how Wendy's ruined their barbecue sauce. Because they,
I don't eat there enough.
My last station, there was one that was close by. They knew my order when I'd walk in.
That's foul, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. That's foul.
Yeah, we're all good, man.
I was very ashamed of
that. I'll tell you
what
slept on, and this is a plug too as well, but I don't care. When we talk about Whataburger and their spicy jalapeno dipping sauce.
I couldn't.
Oh, the ketchup? I think the regular ketchup.
Spicy jalapeno dipping sauce, though, Nick.
Is that not just the ketchup?
Spicy jalapeno dipping
sauce. I go to Whataburger enough. I should know.
Have I lost my mind?
No, I don't think you have. I'm just thinking it's the ketchup.
Did I have a stroke?
Spicy ketchup.
No, they have spicy ketchup, yeah.
Oh, kiss them out.
It's a whole different thing. Whole different thing.
Oh, they have like a spicy jalapeno ranch, and he keeps saying ketchup. I'm like, well, that's an option too.
My fault.
You're good. But hey, here's how I go with it. Every Saturday, me and the young one, we go to Whataburger right down the street from us. Real nice drive. And I'll get a triple cheeseburger. And yeah, I'm going to sound like a fat kid now. I'll take that cheeseburger and I dip it in the jalapeno spicy ranch dipping sauce. Now, before I leave, because my mouth is watering, Casey, go ahead and break down Brazil USA quick before we have to head out of here.
Oh.
What a segue.
Yeah, it was.
To set it up real quick.
Yep.
USA plays a friendly against?
Brazil.
No, the one before that. Colombia. I'm sorry, Colombia. Gets embarrassed.
5-1.
Bad showing.
Not good.
You were under the impression of if they can't get it together, it's going to be even worse news. Someone's getting fired.
Correct. I thought it was pretty embarrassing. So
what happened last night?
So it was, first off, I'll say they drew. It was 1-1, so they tied for those that.
That's progress.
Sort of. Okay. Yeah, it is. It is progress because Brazil's very good.
Now, did Brazil have all their players?
Yes.
So that's good.
So if the USA had any other goalkeeper other than Matt Turner, they'd probably lose by a couple. Brazil had some outrageous number of like 20 shots.
I saw that, yeah.
Matt Turner was fantastic.
I think he had like 12 or 14, something like that.
He was
a lot of saves.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
The goal that he gave up, he probably shouldn't have, but when you make all the other saves, I'm not going to beef with you, but... the USA, they get one, Pulisic on an unbelievable goal. He should have scored again, I think it was the end of the half or early in the second half. Great save by Alisson for Brazil. But, like, it was okay. They had no business probably drawing because of all the shots and all the opportunities that Brazil had. Mm-hmm. It was better. It was encouraging because of the opponent, and you would take that in tournament play. But you hate to... sit there and go, well, the only way we're in these games is if Matt Turner's making 14 saves. So,
yeah,
it's tough, but he was fantastic. He's their energy. He's their guy. A lot of people like hate on him for some reason. I don't know why. He's the best you got. I think he's real good. He makes some dumb mistakes at times, but he was huge for them last night. I wouldn't want anybody else to be their keeper. So it was encouraging. It was better.
Better, yeah.
Not great, but it was definitely better.
All right.
There it is.
You'll take better at this point.
I will take better at this point. All absolutely.
Right. Sounds good. All right, Nick, well, let's go ahead and go to break. I'm going to get my little man to basketball camp. I think when we come back, I think we actually have an exclusive interview with Stuart Weber.
We do.
Sitting down with Christian Miller, who's he's going to be a local track athlete competing in the U.S. Olympic trials.
Yeah.
Big moment for him, man.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, Olympics coming up right around the corner. I'm surprised they haven't even done the trials yet.
It's like right now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going on right now. Yeah. So Stuart talked to him a little bit. I'm sure we'll get his thoughts, how he's feeling before his big Olympic run with the trials, and hopefully the guy can put on for the city and represent Jacksonville in the Olympics.
Welcome back to the Brett and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jacks 24/7 Network.
Welcome back. Brent and Austin Show. Action Sports Jacks 24/7. Brent in California. Austin on the way to basketball camp. For his son, of course. Austin not trying to join the NBA at this point. I'll tell you what, I'm here. Casey Kurtz. Nick in the daytime is here as well. Starving. Starving at this point. Okay? Just had a conversation about food, chicken nuggets, sauce, all kinds of things. YB says he's hungry. I'm starving at this point because then, right before we come into the show, we got a Strings commercial showing all the good food. Okay? So this is just a disaster, right? But we will get through. We will get through the next 15 minutes together. And then, I mean, if you're listening, of course, you could be eating, depending on where you are. And then I think me and Nick will probably find something to eat at some point. Couple minutes to go. Before we get out of here, though, we teased it, and we will deliver. We don't always do that here. That's been a struggle for 5 years or so, and as far as I understand, still a struggle here at this new network. But we are going to deliver on a tease for one of the first times. Olympics coming up. We talked about it. Kind of sneaks up on you. Olympic trials for all kinds of sports going on right now. You're talking swimming, and you're talking, well, what we're going to talk about is track and field and sprinting and running and all that stuff. A local athlete, Christian Miller, from the area will be in the trials, an opportunity to be in the Olympics, which would be an unbelievable accomplishment for the young man. Stuart Weber caught up with him earlier this week to talk about what that's going to be like.
We are catching up with Christian Miller ahead of a very exciting event for our local sprinter here at the Track and Field Olympic Trials. Christian, how excited are you for this opportunity that is right on the horizon for you?
Man, I'm really excited to really be able to go out on this big stage and showcase my talents to the world.
We talked about, really, before the season started, we had a chance to talk at the Spring Sports High School Media Day, just what the senior season was going to shape up to for you. And I don't know if we could have predicted that it would have shaped out like this. I mean, what a year it's been for you, some really low times. How has that kind of developed from, you know, going into that high school season, excited about it? You know, you're going to Georgia next year, and now suddenly running for perhaps a chance to represent the red, white, and blue.
It's definitely great. I mean, kind of looking back on how the off season and this season has gone, I've been kind of keeping the thought in mind that my times might excel at this point, and so kind of seeing how they've gone just kind of shows how much my hard work and faith in God really put into my talents and put into my talent to the sport. And so I'm really excited to see where it takes me.
Is there a way to kind of pinpoint how you were able to shave those? Really, I mean, it's really just milliseconds and hundredths of a second. I mean, in a sport like this, when you're running that 100-meter dash, I mean, the tiniest margin that you can shave off is going to make such a huge difference, as we've kind of seen. Can you kind of pinpoint maybe where any of that has come from?
Right. To be honest, it's really all technical for me. There's a lot of technicalities of sprinting, like your power, your speed, how quick you can apply the force into the ground, how your hips move across the track, how tall you run. There's a lot of technical things that I was able to really look at and master. And once I was able to really get a very strong grasp around those technical things, I was able to kind of take all the strength and the speed that I've been working on and kind of apply with those technicalities, and knowing that I can, with all that, I can just was able to put them all together and get a great run out of it.
I feel like something like that obviously comes from a lot of ability and talent, but coaching plays a huge role, even though most people probably think you're just going out there and running, right? I mean, think about just the impact that some of these coaches, I know Ricky Fields, some of the big coaches who played a big impact on your life. Can you speak to that and how they've helped you achieve this this goal?
Right. My head coach, obviously, Coach Ricky, he's been coaching me for about 10 years now, and just working with him, and he's really just got me to the point where I'm at. And to be honest, with all the races that I do and all the times that I produce, it's really him giving his 100% into coaching me, and I getting my 100% into learning and putting it onto the track. So it's a really big aspect. And then a lot of our assistant coaches, like off the top of my head, we got Jonathan and Jordan. And then we have one of my coaches that used to coach me for a while, Coach Washington. She did move away, but I always took the things that she taught me to my heart and will forever remember those. So I just had a lot of coaches in my life throughout my club team and my high school team to kind of impact my career.
I feel like it's kind of rare in sports to be able to say, oh, yeah, this guy's been coaching me for a decade, for 10 years, when, you know, you're 17, 18, 19 years old. I mean, that's half your life this guy's been coaching you. That's pretty rare, and you can really form a pretty strong bond over that.
Yeah, I've definitely formed a huge bond with him. He's basically family to me at this point, like another parental figure in my life, because he's not only just coached me to be a great athlete, he's also coached me to be a great man on and off the track. So I'm definitely thankful for him.
So you're wearing the Georgia beanie. By the way, it's like 90 degrees. I don't know how you're wearing a beanie right now, but I digress. Talk to me about how college plays into this. I know Olympic trials, you could probably go and still retain your college eligibility. How does all that kind of work out? And are you still planning to go to Athens after all this rolls through? And talk me through that a little.
I'd say I still have the plan to attend UGA, of course. I'm still committed, and I'm still hoping to be able to pursue a career with them. And so as my talents kind of improve, I'm kind of just sort of just going along with how they basically, I'm how my talents and my times improve. I'm just kind of going along with them, because I really can't control how fast I'm going to end up running. That's kind of just in the Lord's plan. So whatever ends up happening with how fast I run, I just end up adjusting my future plans to that. And yeah.
I feel like this might be one of those scenarios where NIL comes into play, right? I mean, back in the day, if you were a fast sprinter and you had this chance to go get your sponsorships and to go be able to go into a professional career, you probably had to make that tough decision over college. But has anyone spoken to you just about how maybe NIL can kind of bridge that gap and still allow you to attend the University of Georgia, but also be able to capitalize off of your abilities and times?
Yeah, I'd say NILs are one of those things that they can still be done throughout high school. And well, for now, Florida, they can be done through high school and now college. And so NILs are kind of just present no matter what my career choice ends up being. And just kind of, I've definitely had those talks, kind of just trying to understand them more and seeing how they play into my, playing to just my college career or at some point my pro career or even my high school career.
All right, so Olympic trials, the best of the best American sprinters are going to be there. Is there anyone you're excited to meet? Is there anyone you haven't really met in that world that maybe you're going to get a first opportunity to meet? Or how does that work for you?
I'd definitely say, for just my own perspective, for some reason, I've never imagined myself racing against is Christian Coleman. And this guy, I've seen him race Usain Bolt. I've seen him race Justin Gatlin. I've seen him race some of the world's best. And I know a lot of people see Noah Lyles. I know a lot of people see, like, Fred Curley just a lot of, like, big names. But Christian Coleman's also one of those names. And I've always just kind of wanted to be able to see him and kind of meet him, just because he's also a short runner just like I am. So just kind of seeing how far he's excelled is kind of cool, and to see how far he's excelling and see how far that I can excel as well.
And not just meet these guys, but get to race against these guys too.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Well, hopefully those folks will be able to say, hey, I had a chance to meet Christian Miller when he bumps out onto the main stage here for U.S. Olympic trials. Christian, congratulations on getting to this point. Good luck, and continue to represent Northeast Florida well.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Fred and Austin Show, streaming on the Action Sports Jax 24/7 network.
Couple minutes to go. Legit, like two. Brent and Austin Show on a Thursday. I am a bit annoyed we had to come back into the show. Was grinding Miss Pac-Man. Okay? Not, oh, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. I can't say that. That sounded foul. I was not doing anything inappropriate to Miss Pac-Man. I was grinding the video game that is Miss Pac-Man. Yeah,
on the console in the corner.
Holy cow. That was foul. I didn't mean it like that. I was
thinking before you say it something.
I was on a run. Right there with you. I haven't done this in a while. I was on a run on Miss Pac-Man, and
we had Brent's score in range, right?
I was seeing it. I was all over it, and it was, you know, had to come back into the show for a whole 1 minute. So how about that? Safe to assume the Miss Pac-Man run is over there, but we can start a new one. And in about 2 minutes' time, the show will be over, and I will tell you that the Jags, we didn't mention it yet, Austin Trammell, the wide receiver signed by the Jags, spent some time with the Falcons and the Rams. 6 catches for 42 yards in his NFL career, also done some return work, so I saw some people talking about it in the chat today. Austin Trammell, who has a birthday on July 4th. Good birthday or bad birthday, you think? I agree with that. All right, we're out of time. Austin Trammell, welcome to Jacksonville. I'm going back to the Miss Pac-Man game for Austin Lane. For Nick in the daytime, I'm Casey Kurtz. Have a great day, everybody.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.